This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Saturday was believed to be the worst single day of violence in Myanmar since a military coup on February 1st, with at least two protesters reportedly killed and many others wounded. Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports.
At least two people have been killed in Myanmar in the city of Mandalay in what is believed to be the single bloodiest day of protests against the military coup that happened almost 3 weeks ago. Local volunteer emergency service reported the deaths on Saturday. The ongoing demonstrations have hit several cities, but in Mandalay, the situation escalated. And security forces were confronted by shipyard workers who had gone on strike with other protesters. Some of them fired catapults at police in a cat-and-mouse game through the city streets. Police responded with tear gas and gunfire. Witnesses say they found both rubber bullets and live ammunition on the ground. In addition to the dead, at least 22 people are reportedly injured.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. President Joe Biden has declared a major disaster in the state of Texas after freezing weather led to power outages, burst pipes, and deaths. The designation will free federal resources to help. The White House said Saturday the president has asked federal agencies to identify additional resources to help alleviate the suffering in the southern state. Biden has been monitoring the situation in the South and had declared states of emergency in Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana. At least 69 people have died across the country because of the weather, which featured a blast of unseasonably cold air that reached almost to the Gulf of Mexico. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A fifth night of peaceful protests to denounce the imprisonment of a Spanish rap artist once more devolved into clashes between police and members of fringe groups who set up barricades and smashed windows Saturday night in downtown Barcelona. Small groups made up of mostly young people began their nightly cat-and-mouse game with police an hour after several thousand protesters gathered in the capital of Spain's Catalonia region, which also was where the worst violence took place during earlier demonstrations this week. On Saturday, rioters looted stores on Barcelona's main shopping street and then threw stones after police in riot gear poured out of vans to engage them. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's lawyers say they will appeal the decision of a Moscow court that ordered him to pay a fine for defaming a World War II veteran. Earlier, Navalny lost his appeal against what he said was a politically motivated decision to jail him for nearly 3 years. AP's Sarah Bassett has more.
Navalny is an anti-corruption crusader and President Vladimir Putin's most vocal critic. He had been sentenced to 2 years and 8 months in prison for violating terms of his probation while recuperating in Germany from a nerve agent poisoning that he blames on the Kremlin, which Russian authorities reject. Navalny's lawyers spoke to reporters after the verdict. Of course, we will appeal further in a cassation court. The sentence stems from a 2014 embezzlement conviction that Navalny says is fabricated and the European Court of Human Rights has ruled to be unlawful. His imprisonment has fueled a huge wave of protests across Russia. I'm Sarah Bassett.
The head of the UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency arrived in Tehran Saturday ahead of Iran's plan for partly suspending inspections by the agency to the country's nuclear facilities. Rafael Grossi of the International Atomic Energy Agency is to meet with Iranian nuclear officials, including Ali Akbar Salehi, the head of the country's nuclear department, and a vice president to President Hassan Rouhani during his visit. No one was injured when debris from a United Airlines plane fell onto the Denver suburbs Saturday during an emergency landing. The Federal Aviation Administration said in a statement the Boeing 777 Model 200 returned to the Denver International Airport after experiencing a right engine failure shortly after takeoff. United said in a separate statement that there were 231 passengers and 10 crew on board. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.